KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. With reports of starvation along with chaos and deaths at aid distribution sites in Gaza, the White House says Special Envoy Steve Witkoff is expected to get a first-hand look with Ambassador Mike Huckabee tomorrow when they inspect the aid sites. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt at today's briefing says it's part of trying to finalize a new plan for food and aid.
The Special Envoy and the Ambassador will brief the President immediately after their visit to approve a final plan for food and aid distribution into the region, and we will provide more details for all of you once that plan is approved and agreed on by the President of the United States.
President Trump's tariffs for most foreign imports kicks in tomorrow, with trade talks for some countries still ongoing. A key inflation gauge shows consumer prices went up last month, Americans paying 0.3% more for most items in June than in May, and the year-over-year jump was 2.6%, higher than expected. In Florida, the SpaceX launch today for NASA astronauts has been scrubbed due to weather. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Did you smell that when you walked out the door this morning? Depending on where you are, you can smell the wildfire smoke from Canada. It's once again impacting our air across Wisconsin. The Department of Natural Resources had issued an air quality advisory that was supposed to end at noon today, but has now been extended until noon tomorrow. The DNR is urging everybody to limit time outside today. Madison has the 8th worst air quality in the nation today. And of the 10 cities with the worst air quality, 8 of them are here in Wisconsin. Here in Dane County this morning, our air quality was deemed unhealthy. That means anybody can feel the impacts, but especially kids, seniors, and people with heart or lung conditions. In at least a couple spots further north, smoke in the air has been measured at very unhealthy levels today. Weather patterns should push the smoke back up north tonight into tomorrow. And speaking of a smell in the air, the corpse flower is again blooming at Ulbrich Botanical Gardens. The smelly specimen is a greenery oddity, and when it stinks up a room, people line up to smell it for themselves. It smells like rotting flesh, and that's on purpose. That's all to attract pollinators. It's even blood red inside. The last time this one bloomed at Ulbrich was in 2023. Often it can take 7 to 10 years between blooms, so this is kind of unusual for it to have only taken 2 years. Ulbrich staff say it's named after one of the most beloved entertainers of our time. Its name is Taylor Swift. Now, Ulbrich also has its blooming butterflies exhibit going on right now, so the corpse flower is not in the Bulls Conservatory where it usually is. Instead, it's in the greenhouse. Ulbrich staff are even selling special merch. Now, if you want to go smell it for yourself, you only have a short period of time. It only blooms for 24 to 48 hours, and you do need to buy tickets ahead of time. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay at the Packers training camp, where the defense has set a goal to force more turnovers. When the Packers recover at least one fumble, they've won 30 of their last 38 games. Baseball. The Brewers head to Washington to face the Nationals tomorrow night. The Brewers got blitzed by the Cubs 10-3. Chicago All-Star Pete Crow Armstrong once dyed his hair blue at the start of spring training yesterday. He was 3-of-4 with 2 doubles, scored a pair of runs, and 1 RBI, including a hot grounder that got past second baseman Bryce Terang, Pat Murphy.
I mean, that kid, the blue-haired kid, hits the ball really hard, and it was hit really hard. I've seen Bryce make great plays. I don't know if he could make that one. He's been the best defender in the game, and now every time he doesn't make a play or everything, you know, it's like, he's human. But the blue-haired kid was, we had him down 2 strikes most of the time, and then he just, you know, did a good job of putting it in play after that.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hazy sunshine with thick wildfire smoke causing an air quality alert. Highs today hit the mid-70s and smoke starts to clear late this evening, bringing us a bright and beautiful day tomorrow, still crisp, in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 74.
The John and Gordy Show.
I'm damn awful tired of dealing with flat forks. Who made flat forks in the first place? They could have cupped it just a little bit, right? No one likes forks. Am I the only one?
Maybe.
Seriously.
Maybe.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of WisconsinOlogy.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years,
yeah,
to let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
In a special edition, former White House ethics attorney Richard Painter joins us to break down how digital currency could undermine democracy. Don't miss this important conversation.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
On location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. Now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh here on location at WRCE in Richland Center, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board at the old world headquarters in Madison. It is Friday, TGIF, the 31st. Pardon me, it's Thursday.
Yes, it is Thursday.
I'm usually a dollar late in the hour, an hour late and a dollar short. No, it's Thursday, the 31st of July, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, 7 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. Welcome, everyone. Zommers, already this show is off to a great start.
Oh, absolutely. You know, just blame the air quality.
There is an air quality alert out today for those who are suffering from those types of things. So be careful. But it's a beautiful day in Southwest Wisconsin where we are at. Always great to be back in the old hometown of the Driftless in Richland Center. It is a beautiful day here. And it is Thursday, joined by my friend, my colleague of many years, 37-ish years, more or less. He is the general manager of WRCO, the host of Those Were the Days every Saturday night, the all-around utility player for Civic Media, Philip James Nee. Phil, how are you?
Good afternoon. It's an honor to be on your show, Todd.
Well, it's always fun to be on with you. That's a pleasure. I think I'm a little spacey because I've been traveling around a lot this week, and it throws me off a little bit. I guess I just want it to be Friday.
Exactly. It is the last day of July, which hardly seems possible. Right? I always say once you get past the 4th of July, the summer just flies, unfortunately. And here we are looking at August tomorrow.
I can't believe it. Yeah, we had Jimmy Cusco on yesterday, Civic Media Sports Director, talking about high school sports. We did our show up at Green Bay Preble last week, and I said, was it legal to have these kids? Is it already that time of year? And he said, yeah, with only helmets or not full pads. And I know you cover all kinds of high school sports here in Southwest Wisconsin, and I'm sure you're gearing up, changing from home talent over to back to high school.
Yeah, we're still doing some amateur baseball around here. But, yeah, the first day of practice for high school football is August 5th, and then the first games can be played the 21st or 22nd in that range.
I don't know why. It just keeps going quicker and quicker every season, right?
It seems so, but this year it's a week later because it used to be the first game would be around the 15th or 16th of August. Right. So it's a week later this year.
Wow. Well, it's that time of year, and here in Southwest Wisconsin, we're here especially for our first hour, folks, because, you know, I mean, it's always fun for me to come back to my home station, my hometown, get to see Phil and family and whatnot. In fact, I was downtown earlier. I had to get some cash. I'll explain that later. But I ran into at least four people I knew in about 10 minutes, and you know, it was great just to stop and catch up. So I love doing that. But the real reason that we came back here to RCE today in Richland Center is because of something very, very special. It's something that's near and dear to my heart, and I know to Phil, you as well, the Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, better known as GRACE, in Southwest Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's done really well for the community for all these years now in our 22nd year.
Wow.
But it's a community thing that was formed all those years ago. They had belonged to some other organizations, not to name names, but they kind of felt like, you know, the CEOs and, you know, they were getting some of the money, if not a lot of the money, and nothing was being funneled back to the area. So they formed their own community organization. And what Grace does is it provides funding for those that are on a cancer journey, whether it be treatments, maybe they need rides to from here. We have to go to La Crosse or Madison generally for our doctor visits and treatments. And so providing those kind of things, helping pay phone bills and that kind of thing. So what Grace does is they kick money back. They have a committee that meets and they hear the cases and they're able to disperse the money as they see fit. And they've helped a lot of people over the years.
A lot of people. And for the reason you just said, Phil, is, yeah, there were the national organizations that for various reasons just weren't working out according to local folks. And this is, again, an example of good old ingenuity in Southwest Wisconsin. Hey, we'll do it ourselves. And nobody griped about it. They just did it. The community got involved. And I think it's a great way because I think a lot of folks, when people give money to organizations, like, well, how much is the people that run this? How much are they skimming off the top? How much of this stays local? And with the case of Graceville, it's 100%.
Yes, it does. They do send some to Carbone and Gunderson, sure. A couple of hospitals that a lot of our patients are helped by, and our local Richland Hospital as well. They send some for some research, but a lot of it, over half of it, stays in the immediate area. And for our small area, none of us are millionaires around here. $300,000 plus was raised just last year.
Wow.
And that's just a lot of different stands and organizations, people thinking outside the box, brought stands and rummage sales. They had a quilt gala here this year where they sold these amazing quilts that people made. They auctioned them off. And then our radio auction, which we've been doing this week on WRCO.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that in a minute because that's a great part of it. But you bring up a great point, Phil. This is not just like, oh, we're going to have this event and it's a long weekend once a year. Grace is continually doing events all year long around the calendar year, and people get involved. And this is kind of the culmination of all those efforts, is it not?
It is. And on the 8th of August at Kroska Park here in Richland Center, they'll have a night. And it's kind of a carnival. It's a celebration of all of those blood, sweat, and tear efforts that they've put together, bowling tournaments and golf outings and those kind of things. And they announce the money that night that is raised, and everybody kind of celebrates. They have ambassadors, too, that speak about their cancer journey, and they'll have a parade of those people. They'll have a walk around the track, and they'll all tell their stories. I've had the opportunity to interview all four of them, and they're all just excellent speakers. And what we find, too, and we feature their interviews on the radio, there's always somebody that checks in with either them or us at the radio station and says, you know what, I heard that, I was motivated to go get checked for colorectal cancer, or to do my yearly mammogram, those kind of things. It motivates people. It's been, you know, and I think that's one of the things the ambassadors really bring to light is the stories that they have and how somebody else can maybe relate to it.
Couldn't agree more. It takes courage to come forward and tell. Well, it can be very personal stories, you know, for a woman to talk about doing a self-exam for a mammogram, for a guy to talk about a self-exam for testicular cancer. These aren't things we normally, you know, hey, let's have a cup of coffee and talk about that. And to have this event where it gives people a safe space to come forward, it's the advocacy, Phil. It's not just the people who are currently dealing with this, but I think you're exactly right. It brings awareness to help prevent something moving forward.
Yeah, right. That's a very positive thing. And, you know, a lot of family members and our area, and I'm sure a lot of areas around the state have been hard hit by cancer, but it seems like we've had quite our share of it, and younger people all the time as well. So we all kind of feel like, you know, we can try to make a difference in this way.
We're talking with Phil Neen, the general manager at WRCO and WRCE here in Southwest Wisconsin. They are a large part of the Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, better known as GRACE or Walk with GRACE. That's the big culmination event. And also the GRACE auction here on the radio. Phil, before we get to the auction, your wife, June Nee, who I know very, very well, and I'll say she's your better half because I've known her for a long time, almost as long as I've known you, just a great person and a child care provider here in Southwest Wisconsin. But June had her own battle with cancer, has been one of the chairs before and is currently the chair of the walk. If you don't mind, I mean, cancer struck your family.
It did. 2006, we had three children all at home. The oldest was in high school. The youngest was 5 years old, I believe. And you know, it was tough because, yeah, she's self-employed, so we lost her income. And I was fortunate that I had some time I could take, vacation days, and some insurance that I could use as well for her. But we lost a lot of income. So we actually benefited from Grace with gas cards because we had to make lots of trips to Madison for treatments and appointments and things like that. And it was a real hardship. So we were involved with Grace before that. But after that, it hit home. It's like, wow, they really helped us out. We want to give back. And luckily, yeah, she's been cancer-free since 2006, so we're very fortunate.
I've never known a better fighter than Junie, and she's still doing half marathons or marathons. But she battles and wins cancer, and then she literally keeps running.
Yes, right, and that motivated her even more. After her cancer diagnosis and treatment, she has been a part of 5 marathons. Yes, wow. she's finished them, and countless half marathons. Yeah. And she still runs.
And she looks like the same as I met her 30 some years ago. She's the Dick Clark of South. She never ages.
You can't say the same about me.
What?
You
know? Neither me either.
For looks.
Radio is a hard job. It takes its toll. No, you look fantastic, Phil. Come on. We're young at heart. We're still as goofy and young at heart as we started in the 80s.
That's right. I'll hit you with my cane if I...
Well, that's the thing. Here's the deal, folks. Phil Nee, has it been 2 weeks yet?
It'll be 3 weeks tomorrow since I had hip replacements.
He had a hip replacement, and less than a week and a half later, he's back at work in the morning at 5 o'clock, and you're calling home talent baseball league games using a walker at the field.
Well, this is the kind of community we have. So teams actually, they want our broadcasts.
Yeah.
And so Friday night, it was 2 weeks from my surgery, and Casanova said, you got to come do our game. And I said, well, I just had this. I said, I'm working, but I'm all on one level here. And they said, you come to the game. We'll get you there. We'll load your stuff. We'll set everything up. All you got to do is drive right up to the booth. So I did. I drove my car right up to the booth, and they took care of me. And the same thing in arena on Sunday, right up to the gate. Yeah, I have a walker. You know, it doesn't roll real well on the baseball.
No, not real well.
But I can sit and talk for 3 hours.
But you're absolutely right. That's the kind of community here in Southwest Wisconsin where neighbors are helping neighbors. And they're like, we'll just get it done. And nobody asks for any payment. They just do it because it's everybody supporting one another. And that goes back to exactly what Grace is.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
We're talking with Phil Nee here at WRCO, WRCE. Phil, a couple minutes before the first break, but let's get into this. So I was honored to be asked and was happy to do it. Was part of the phone answering team here at the studios of Richland Center today. This radio auction raising a lot of money. And folks, I can tell you, I got the winning bid on the Oakwood Fruit Farm donuts, one of the great sponsors at Civic Media WRCO, Oakwood Fruit Farm. And I got 3 dozen donuts, Phil.
Wow, you had to pay up on them, though.
I had to pay. Yeah, a little high. But, you know, the late great, there's a lot of great auctioneers across Wisconsin. But for my money, the guy who did it the best, Danny Schaefer, the late great Danny Schaefer now, nobody did it better than Danny Schaefer, in my opinion. And we go to sales. My grandparents, my granddad and grandma all bought a lot, and my grandma would be bid on something, and it'd get to a certain price, and Danny looked at her, and she just kind of put her head down, and he'd stop the cadence, and he'd say, Marguerite, it only hurts for a minute. And she'd say, okay, and away they go.
There you go. I thought you were going to say they were bidding against one another.
No.
That happens sometimes,
that happens too, right?
Husbands auction and wives.
Sales.
Yeah.
But this auction, you know, sure. I mean, so I bid a little bit more than I normally would for donuts, but it all goes to great cause. It only hurts for a minute in our checkbook, but the results could go a long, long way to somebody battling cancer.
Correct. Yeah, every dollar goes back to Grace, and all these businesses step forward and they donate these awesome items. Individuals, we've had collectibles sold today. We had a real more, like, you know, the old kind without any motor. That went really well this week. We've had brewer tickets courtesy of Civic Media. We've sold those, and they've gone extremely well. And home-baked pies.
Yeah.
They just go gangbusters.
Over $150 for, I think, one today or something like that. It was just crazy. But here's the great news. You're saying, well, Todd, that sounds good. I wish I could have got in on it. You can, because we're gonna come back here in a minute, and we're going to give you an opportunity. If you don't live in Southwest Wisconsin and here on WRCO, you can still tune in via the Civic Media app. Download it on your favorite Apple or Android device. Simply go to your search engine, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up. Takes less than a minute to download. It is free. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal. It's a deal. And so you download. Here's the thing. So you can listen to our show on the Civic Media app tomorrow on our show and others on the talk side. You can win free ticket Brewer Fridays. But more importantly for this, you can tune into WRCO on the app tomorrow morning, and you can bid on great prizes. We're going to come back, preview some of those, tell you how you can get involved. We're live from WRCE and Richland Center across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's east side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Americans really like voting by mail and in-person early voting. That, according to 2024 statistics from the U.S. Election Assistance Commission. According to EAC, 158,211,780 citizens voted out of 211,144,275 active registered voters, a 74.8% turnout, 3 points lower than 2020. Among the 158 million voters, 52.8 million voted in person on Election Day. But far more Americans voted early, with 46.8 million voting early by mail and almost 48.9 million voting early in person. Mail-in voting accounted for 30.3% of votes cast, with some states offering universal mail balloting or permanent mail or absentee lists. Over 15 million ballots were returned via drop boxes in 36 states, up 10% since 2022. The percentage of in-person Election Day voters dropped in 2024 to only 37.4%, while in-person early voting jumped to 35.2%. The combination of mail and early in-person totaled 65.5%. It's clear that early voting is here to stay. We've linked to the report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian B.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come away and light my fire.
Welcome back to the Tallball Show, live at WRCE on location in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Our show plays out here on the AM 1450, FM 107.7 side, WRCE, the sister station, WRCO 100.9 FM in here in Southwest Wisconsin, Richland Center, along with Mr. Phil Nee, the general manager, my longtime friend, my colleague, my mentor, and watching on the Facebook. You can see us on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, as Jay Matinera says. Our friend, our colleague, Jeff Perry, who also was here working at WRCE for many, many years. Jeff says, what's better than Todd on the radio? Todd and Phil on the radio. Enjoyed the show, guys. How about that, Phil?
Thank you, Jeff. Absolutely. We could tell some stories about him, but we better not.
We better not. But a great great friend. Of course, his dad, Rod Perry, worked here for several years as well. So lots of history and lots of friends anytime we're back here in Richland Center. Phil, we're talking about the Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, better known as GRACE here, organization in Southwest Wisconsin, WRCO. It's been a long time sponsor and kind of a cohort of this entire thing, helping to get it going, helping to raise money for people who are fighting cancer. cancer, families, you said it, your own family, gas cards, sometimes it's food, other treatments, and also to raise awareness so that people can get in for exams, do self-examinations, and hopefully prevent a longer fight with cancer.
Another thing they do, Todd, is prevention is a big thing. They've organized an event called Walk Around the World with Grace. It goes all year, but people log their miles that they walk or they run or even, you know, around the house. I mean, somebody that maybe isn't that mobile, but just kind of log in the number of steps that they take, and it all comes together and they add up the mileage. They have a monthly get together with a potluck where they have healthy foods that they serve, and organized running groups and walking groups and all a part of prevention to get people up and moving.
Oh, that's fantastic. And you can also, as we said, buy some things to help raise money. I went down to the Grace office today to pay for my Oakwood Fruit Farm donuts. Thank you very much. Get out here and support one of our fine sponsors. I also bought this year's T-shirt, and Phil, it's a tribute to Bob Uecker.
It is. It's called Cancer. Get up, get up, get out of here. And there's the ball that says cancer on it, and it's leaving the ballpark.
I love this.
So it's awesome. Yeah, they did it in tribute to Bob Uecker, and I think it's wonderful.
And our friend and former colleague, former owner here of WRCL, Ron Fruit, has a quote on the back. It says, when the bad news is cancer, the good news is grace.
Right. Yep, that's the slogan that they live by and they use every year.
Yeah, so, Ron's a pretty smart man. He's a pretty smart man.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mean to talk about him like he's not here. He's still very much in the community.
You bet.
Phil, the auction is going on here the final day tomorrow on WRCL 100.9 FM in Richland Center. If you're not in this part of Wisconsin, the Southwest, you can still listen to it tomorrow via the Civic Media app and then scroll down to WRCL. Phil, give us the details. What time does it start, and what's up for grabs?
Well, Todd, it starts at 10 o'clock on WRCO tomorrow, as you mentioned. Some of the things up for grabs, more donuts in case you missed them, tickets for our local drive-in, which is very unique to our area. Yep. We have some autographed things. We hosted a country music concert known as Star Spangled Celebration for 20 years, and we have autographed memorabilia. Toby Keith, the late, great Toby Keith.
Right in this room.
We have a picture of that we're going to be selling off. We have some tickets to a Bucks game. We have some handmade folk art things. Mm-hmm. We have escape room passes for the elusive escape rooms in Wisconsin Dells. Those always go well. We have more cheesecakes. We have more pies. How about this? 1 hour, those were the days, my radio show on Saturday night. You get to be the programmer. You can guest DJ. It has to fit the format. You know, you can't come on and play brand new hip-hop. Right. You got to play the format, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, early 90s. But 1 hour of the program.
How cool is that?
It's one of those things where we kind of think outside the box. It's kind of unique. And we're looking at selling, somebody can be a guest with Hank and I in the morning, too.
Oh, nice.
So we're looking at selling that. More pies tomorrow. We have... this is a big one. Zero turn radius mower.
Whoa.
Tomorrow.
Who can't use that? The grass has been growing like weeds.
That's I just mostly have weeds. At least it's green, though, right? And club level seats to the Brewers, courtesy of Civic Media. And this is a Bob Uecker package with a Bob Uecker book and a couple of shirts.
That's super cool.
So,
And there's a raffle going on. And Aaron Zommers, what could people win at the raffle?
A new car!
Come on down.
Johnny Olson from the old days on The Price is Right. Well done, Zommers. It's a raffle for a car.
Absolutely. $20 a pop, and we're going to be giving that away the Night of Grace, which is August 8th here in Richland Center. But it's available statewide. We had a music artist here today, and their manager bought $100 worth of tickets.
Wow.
So there you go.
Super cool.
Don't have to be from here.
If people want to get in on the auction items tomorrow, the number to call?
647-2111.
So 608-647-2111.
It says potential spam.
Oh, well. Trying to sell us something.
Yeah, they are. Oh, well.
I'll probably buy it. Again, the number to call tomorrow between 10 and noon is 608-647-2111. Zommers put that in our show notes. Simply listen on the Civic Media app to WRCO tomorrow between 10 a.m. and noon. 608-647-2111. Eligible to win that zero-turn radius mower, or bid on it, I should say. And these pies are fantastic. Mm. A personal chef, she'll come to your house and cook a meal.
Yeah, exactly. A meal for two, she'll come, and she'll even maybe show you how to do it.
Right.
So that's one of the things you can bid on tomorrow.
Well, that's fantastic. And just a shout-out to all the great people, Sheila Troxell in particular, but all these businesses who match some of these bids, and they're involved on it as well.
They are as well. They kind of get it. So if we can get to $100, we'll give you $100. We've been doing some matches like that as well. The whole community gets involved.
Yeah, it really is. It's the the Grace auction tomorrow on WRCO. Tune in tomorrow if you're not in Southwest Wisconsin on the Civic Media app and dial in 608-647-2111 tomorrow between 10 and noon for these great prizes. Phil, I can't thank you enough for your friendship. Can't thank you enough for what you do for this community. And thanks for supporting Grace here in Richland County.
Absolutely love it. And by the way, Light My Fire was number one this very day in 1967. How about that?
There you go. You can hear all kinds of information like that every Saturday night from 6 until midnight on Those Were the Days. Come on back. We'll talk to Eileen Stevens, president of Grace, after this on WRCE, live on location on Civic Media.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Wisconsin State Fair kicks off today, and there are a few things you need to know before you go. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, and we're visiting with Tess Kirkson. She's the communications director with the Wisconsin State Fair. She reminds us when and how we can watch the livestock shows that often start before the rest of the fair opens to the public.
Yes, you definitely need to check out, of course, the new dairy building. We've been talking a lot about it, but take a look at the schedule for the day, especially if you're coming to see a certain exhibitor, and make sure you know the show time. Make sure you know that that gate opens at 6 a.m. and which gates open later at around 8 or 9 a.m. because the fair park really doesn't get rolling until about 10 a.m. So you're going to find a lot of vendors that are much closer to the ag buildings and the ag barns, like Big Sky Country, that they serve breakfast. The Wisconsin Product Pavilion opens early to serve breakfast. So those locations are always so key when it comes to those early ag shows.
Visit our podcast page for more details on admission and parking with Tess Kirkson, communications lead at the Wisconsin State Fair. The fair is going on today through August 10th in West Allis. We'll see you there.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVets Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Farm Technology Days, Generations of Progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There's also a rotary parlor, seminars, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Well, the team here at the station agrees. Food is a primary highlight at the fair, especially at the Wisconsin State Fair, where you can find incredibly unique foods. Are they all delicious? Well, that's for you to find out. We did get a look at the best of both worlds during the Sporky's competition. The Sporky's encourages State Fair vendors to create next-level foods for all ages. And, drumroll please, here are your winners. In third place, Mexican Street Corn Pizza from Charlie's Pizza. At number two, Brat Rangoon from Worst Bar. And the number one fair food you've got to try, the Butter Banana French Toast Lumpia from Lumpia City. Find these foods wherever you see a 13-foot Golden Sporks statue. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hazy sunshine with thick wildfire smoke causing an air quality alert. Highs today hit the mid-70s and smoke starts to clear late this evening, bringing us a bright and beautiful day tomorrow, still crisp, in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 74.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's a Civic Media All-Star Show as sports director Jimmy Cuska joins me to make the popcorn pick of the week. And then Matt and Aaron Ayers, Greg Bach joins the show to talk comedy and movies.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Doing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tahlo Ball Show on location at WRCE in Richland Center. It's 35 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Thursday, the 31st of July, last day of July. I cannot believe August is tomorrow. Great to have you along here. Zomer's back at the old world headquarters in Madison on the board. Right now we are joined live here at the desk at WRCE by a couple of wonderful people. First of all, Eileen Stevens, who is the president of GRACE. Again, once again, it stands for Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, talking about the great event, great organization to raise money for this great cause of helping folks who are battling cancer and also raising awareness for prevention. The radio auction is going on all week, including finalizing it tomorrow on WRCO here in Southwest Wisconsin from 10 until noon. If you don't listen or if you don't live here in the area, you can still tune in anywhere you're listening across the state of Wisconsin on any of our 11 stations by downloading the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, it is free. Scroll down to WRCO tomorrow between 10 and noon. Click on that. You can hear live right here all the programming, including the GRACE radio auction, and you can call in and participate in the many great items. The number tomorrow, and Zomer's going to have it on the screen in the show notes, 608-647-2111, 608-647-2111. In addition to Eileen Stevens, the president of GRACE.
That's not the number that you'd said previously. You said 608-247-2111?
No, 608-647-2111. Yeah, if I said it wrong before, I apologize. Thank you, Zomer. 608-647-2111. In addition to Eileen Stevens, the president of GRACE, we have the co-founder and a current board member, and she also happens to be the news director here at WRCO, WRCE, and a friend of mine for several years, Ms. Joanne Krulotz. Ladies, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
Well, it's our pleasure. It's a great to sit down and talk about something that's near and dear to my heart, having grown up here, having worked at this station for my first job at radio. It's one of the cool things of what radio does, and one of the cool things that says, I think it says a lot about the Richland community.
For
Richland Center and Richland right. County. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Eileen, tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been involved in GRACE here, and how long have you been president?
I originally, when GRACE first started, I had come to a couple of the first events. I lived out of town at that time. I've been actively involved in GRACE now for a little over 2 years, and currently serving as the president of the organization. It was... it's been around for 22 years, so it's definitely has a solid foundation. It has, people that built it up and brought it to where it is, and it's just bringing it on to where it was. I'm born and raised in Richland County, so I'm from the area, and our family does deal with a lot of cancer. I lost my mom and dad to cancer. My sister's a cancer survivor. My brother is fighting cancer right now. And then I had a niece with cancer and a great niece. So
wow. It's unfortunately, it touches some, not as much as your family, but I think all of us have had a family member, a friend, somebody that we know that's been touched by this terrible disease. But as I talked about with Phil, a former owner here at WRCO, and a friend of mine and a friend of the show, Ron Fruit, I love the fact that he put his quote on the back: when the bad news is cancer, the good news is grace.
Yes, that's been a very powerful phrase, and Joanne probably knows when that came along, but I mean, that has been just an extremely powerful phrase that's just kind of stuck with the organization, because it says so much. It really does, because GRACE has helped so many people in our service area. Yeah. And it's not only, you know, Richland Center. It is, that's why it's the greater Richland area. We are all of Richland County, plus any township in the surrounding counties that touch our borders. So we really reach out there and help a lot of people.
Joanne, what led you to, I mean, you were one of the founders of this. Tell us a little bit about the origins. It wasn't a huge group of people that first started this, but it was a really passionate group, and here it is thriving all these years later.
Well, an organization that I won't name the name, you know, we had a walk each year. And
it was a national organization.
It was a national organization. And we realized that, and I chaired that walk. Mm-hmm. And as people were coming to me with issues they were having, because we are a very rural area, and they would go to that national organization because it said they could get them equipment, they could get them different things. Well, they could get it for them, but they had to go to Walgreens. Mm-hmm. Now, in the last 5 to 10 years, we do have a Walgreens in Viroqua, but we had nothing around here.
Which is still a half an hour drive for those that don't know the area.
Right. So, and then I got a phone call from a woman who was a big benefactor to the walk. And she had a friend whose job moved out of the state, but she decided to stay here because her son was a senior in high school, so she didn't want to move him. Mm. And in the meantime, she found out she had cancer, stage 4 cancer. And they sent a letter to this national organization, what can they do to help her? Because she was between jobs, she didn't have anything. They said she got a flyer that said, well, one of the first things you want is to make sure you have a good job with good insurance.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was like, who was going to hire a woman with stage 4 cancer?
Yeah.
And on top of that, in those days, you couldn't even get insurance if you had stage 4 cancer. Mm-hmm. So our community was known for raising a lot of money for this organization. In fact, they gave recognition to areas for that size. We were recognized. And a friend of yours, Rob Brennish, and I mm-hmm. were flown to Texas to receive all this recognition, wined and dined, you know, rubbed shoulders with legislators and lobbyists and everything. And the whole way there and the whole way home, we started thinking, what can we do to keep the money here? Because we felt like everything we raised, $80,000, pretty much paid for our fancy trip and mm-hmm. and some others. Mm-hmm. And so we discussed it and thought we could do the same thing that we were doing, but keep the money local. And so we thought we'd give ourselves a year, have another walk with this national organization. And each year we have a wrap-up meeting. And we got to that wrap-up meeting, and 90% of the volunteers were burned out. They didn't want to support it anymore. And Rob looked at me, and he says, should we say something? I said, go ahead. And when we brought the idea up, they all stayed on.
Wow, that's great.
And we just started having town hall meetings mm. to get the support of the community. So we didn't even wait a year. The next year, we met with an attorney who worked for us pro bono to get all the paperwork done. And mm. that's kind of how it started. People just got burned out of seeing the money go elsewhere. And after I figured it out, we were lucky if we got 1 cent on the dollar of the money we raised.
Wow. And now the vast majority of the money stays right here in Richland County.
It does. The only money that leaves is to Carbone Cancer in Madison and Gunderson in La Crosse, and that's for research. Mm. And they're very transparent. They let us know every year what our money went to and the progress they've made with the research.
Yeah. That's great. We're talking with Joanne Krulatz, who is one of the co-founders and current board members of the Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, better known as GRACE, and also Eileen Stevens, who is the current president of GRACE. Our own Terry Barr watching on YouTube saying, thank you for sharing these stories, so very important, and keeping it local. Wow. My mom is a 30-plus year breast cancer survivor. Thanks, Terry, for tuning in down there in Madison. Always appreciate all of Terry's great work here at Civic Media. Eileen, tell us a little bit about the current iteration of GRACE, and tell us some of the current services you provide through GRACE.
Well, basically, you know, each year the board looks at the way the money is going to be split up. And our 2025 disbursements, 58%, is going to go directly to the cancer patients here in the Greater Richland area. And what we do with that is they may have different needs. So if they need gas cards, because out here you've got Gunderson and La Crosse, you've got UW-Carbone and Madison, so that's a lot of windshield time every day back and forth for people. So it's a lot of gas, a lot of time. So we provide them with gas cards. Maybe they need help with groceries, personal care items. We have Walmart gift cards we give them. They may need help with utilities. And with that, we just ask that they don't pay the bills and give us the receipt. They give us their bill, and we will pay that directly for them. Another need that we have found is, you know, sometimes they have an early morning treatment, so they have to be ready to go at 6 in the morning at the hospital. So we'll help if they have money on their account to pay for the hotel the night before. So they can get down there, they can get a night's rest, and just go a few blocks to the hospital. And as Joanne had mentioned, 25% we split between UW-Carbone and Gunderson. And like August 6th, we'll have a doctor from each facility. They will come here to Richland Center at our August 6th event at the bowling alley, and they will be very clear about what they are, what they've used our money for. And why it's important is, of course, they need a lot of money for research. Mm. What they can use our money for is what they call feeder funds. So they can do some of this research, see what they can do, and then they can chase the bigger dollars with the feeder funds that we give them. 10% we use to support the medical communities within our service area. We did just purchase for the Richland Hospital. They had put in a grant request, and we purchased a $40,000 piece of equipment for them that Wow. they're able to do screening, you know, pre-screening that they may pick up and some, you know, preventive testing.
That's so exciting. Not to interrupt, but I just think that's so exciting, because as important as this organization, the cause is to help those and support those currently fighting cancer, how important is it to help people to prevent getting here in the first place?
Exactly. Yeah. So when we can provide those types of services and get that equipment here locally, so people don't have to run to Madison, they don't have to run to La Crosse for these tests, they can at least have preventive screening here.
Well, and we also helped pay for their 3D mammogram several years ago.
Right, a few years, yep.
And that's something, again, that might not normally be offered in a rural community like this.
Right.
And to be able to have that right here, because again, right, I mean, as women, obviously I'm not, but as women, I would think that's just a more difficult thing to schedule those tests if you have to carve out time to get to Madison or La Crosse. I mean, you can't do it in under a half a day, and probably it takes a full day to by the time you go there and go through all that. Again, to have that opportunity here in the area, I think would go a long way to prevention.
Right, right. So so any medical facility in our service area can submit a request. We also have like the community or the cancer prevention and education there too. They only use 5% of the funds, and that could be anything. I think Leif was talking last week about Sparks, what they're calling Sparks. And that's to, if people have an idea, you know, bring it to us, see if we can help fund that, whether it's something in dietary nutrition, maybe it's a getting together a walking group, a jogging group, a biking group. There's so many different groups that they can have to help get the community active and, you know, work on prevention of cancer.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you staying around for the break, Joanne? Can you stay till the top of the hour?
I can stay.
All right. So Joanne's got, I know you have to get going, Eileen, because you're a busy person. You got other great things to go here. So a couple of minutes left, or about 2 minutes before the break here. What have I not asked you that you want to make sure people understand about GRACE before you leave us?
I mean, it's just a fabulous way to, you know, support and a lot of times people say a community, but we are so much bigger than that. And that's what I really want to reach out to the outlying communities, you know. You know, we're reaching people in Avoca and Cazenovia and Hillsboro, Muscadet, Boscobel, to make sure people know that they are eligible for these services. and to reach out to us.
We appreciate you so much, Eileen Stevens. You're part of what makes Wisconsin great. Thanks for being here. The president of Grace. Can I come back and talk more about the Grace auction, how you can get involved? Yes, you can win fabulous prizes to help out a great cause. Joanne Krulots for Live in Richland Center across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Get ready, Madison. El Sazon Jarocho is now open on Plaza Drive. Five-star authentic Mexican cuisine. Fresh, homemade, and the best prices in town. See why one review said, best tacos I've ever had in my life. El Sazon Jarocho. You won't leave hungry, just happy.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. After weeks of speculation, Governor Tony Evers has finally made his decision. He is not running for a third term. Evers has had an accomplished career as a dedicated public servant for 5 decades and has been a terrific governor for the state of Wisconsin these last 6+ years, and we should be grateful for his time in office. It's been a job well done. But all things must pass. In making this decision to step aside and not seek another term, Tony Evers is doing what he has done time and time again. He's doing the right thing. And perhaps in making this decision, Governor Evers can be the one to turn the tide on the Democratic Party's unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. In his own unassuming way, the mild-mannered former science teacher who became Wisconsin's governor can be an example to Democrats across the nation. Because we know what happens in Wisconsin politics often has ramifications that reach well beyond the state's borders.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Sugar River Pizza and the John and Gordy Show have both been nominated for Madison Magazine's Best of Madison. Thanks for your vote. To celebrate, they're throwing Sugar River Pizza parties at workplaces around Madison all summer. If your workplace would like a Best of Madison pizza party with Sugar River Pizza and John and Gordy, get to WMDXradio.com and tell us why.
We promise not to embarrass you in front of your boss.
Everyone's already seen you do the I am the walrus bit with the breadsticks, Gordy.
Go to WMDXradio.com for all the details. Nightlight with Pete Schwab,
the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week, Mr. Paul Vandenplas.
The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story, really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwab, weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
On location, live from Richland Center, home of WRCE, our news talk station here in the Driftless, and WRCO, the music station, country and community. Todd Alball along with you. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer, back at the old home studios, the world headquarters in downtown Madison. Zommers here in the Driftless, another beautiful day. Sun is out, a little smoky because of those wildfires in the west. How is it downtown Madison right now?
Pretty similar. Yeah, the sun's out, but the smoke is very bad, at least here.
Really? Yeah.
I don't have asthma, and it was giving me some trouble. So if you do have asthma, I recommend staying inside if you're in one of the cities where it is worse.
Yeah, probably good advice for those listening on WMDX in Madison. And for those that might be wondering about the concerts on the square, it was postponed last night because of the rainy weather in the city. So concerts on the square in Madison will be tonight So get out there and get your blankets on the Capitol lawn beginning at 3 o'clock. It's about 10 minutes from now, and Capitol, or the concerts in the square, will be tonight. Right now we're here in Richland Center talking about GRACE, the Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Talking right now to one of the co-founders of GRACE, current board member, friend of mine, and employee here now, news director. How long have you been news director during the crew lots at WRCO?
Let's see, I guess about 9 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to have a phone call coming in. No, it's a call coming in on the headset here. Spam, ladies and gentlemen. Spam. The people are spamming
They're following us.
Even during this show. No spam when it comes to GRACE. Everything is quality. I want to make sure we get time to get to the auction and plug that. There's a radio auction the final day here at WRCO. Your opportunity to bid on great items and raise great money. But, Joanne, I want to go back to again. For people to understand, we talked about the gas cards before quite a lot, helping people that are fighting cancer, money to get to either La Crosse or Madison. Richland Center is right in the middle of those two cities in southwest Wisconsin, if you're not familiar, for those watching across the state. But what other services does GRACE provide?
Basically, just about anything that is related to their cancer. Years ago, we had a woman who had mouth cancer, and she wore dentures. And after her treatments, her dentures no longer fit her, which is understandable, and we help buy dentures. We've had a couple times where people have been getting our services, and they unfortunately die. They lose the battle. And with money they have left, we help pay their funeral expenses. So, I mean, you name it, we've paid for it.
And again, I think that's a real advantage to having a local organization like GRACE, and not to hate on other national organizations. They probably have their place, but have this ability locally for this organization to know almost, sometimes unfortunately, personally, many of the people these monies are going to and helping, and then make that quick decision locally. Hey, you know what? It was intended for this, but the family really needs that. And the monies are going right to help immediately.
Exactly. And I don't think all of this would have been possible without the support of the community. We started out with an office in the trunk of my car in the back of Rob's truck. And then we were donated office space. And for quite a few years now, we have been up, you probably know it as the old school district office above Royal Bank. And we get the office space for free.
Wow, that's amazing. It's just another example of people coming together saying, hey, what have I got that I could give?
Right.
And sometimes it's space, sometimes it's money, sometimes it's time. Everybody has something, and that's the cool part about this. We all have the ability to do something for GRACE.
And, 22 years later, we've grown. It won't all fit in my car and stuff anymore. And, we have to keep records. For so long, we have to do all that stuff. So having office space is just fantastic, especially rent-free.
It really is a blessing, and very fortunate here in southwest Wisconsin. All right, the fun stuff, Joanne. Tomorrow, the WRCO, and if you don't live in southwest Wisconsin and can't tune in over the air on 100.9 FM WRCO, you can still participate by downloading the Civic Media app today. Number one, you can win a free Friday Milwaukee Brewers tickets on our show and the rest of the talk shows by texting in, so you'll want the app for that. But secondarily, and maybe tomorrow, more importantly, from 10 until noon, you can listen to WRCO 100.9 on the app, and you can bid on Milwaukee Brewers tickets for our Civic Media Club level seats, and the money all goes to GRACE, Joanne.
That it does. We are so thankful. WRCO, from day one has been very supportive. Ron, when he owned it, when I had to leave for meetings with attorneys, I went. He was like, great, very gracious, go ahead. You need to go to those. And very supportive of helping us get everything going and off the ground, and has been supportive with all the auctions and everything we have each year.
It's a really great Ron Fruit and Beth Fruit, where they own the station. Really, we're partners in this. In fact, his quote, as we said, is on the back of this year's T-shirt. When the bad news is cancer, the good news is GRACE. Ron always has a gift with words and speaking and inspiring people. And now, very fortunate, Civic Media has picked up on that since buying WRCO and is equally as supportive. And it all comes back to the local staff here at WRCO and WRCE as well in Richland Center. You guys just do a great job of supporting. So thank thank you. Congrats for that.
Well, thank you. And I want to get out there, too. If anybody has questions about Grace, just give us a call at 608-604-8255. They didn't have walk when I went to get the number, so we ended up with talk. So just remember talk, radio and talk.
So 608-647-TALK.
No, 604. Oh, it's a cell phone.
All right. 608-604-TALK is the number to call and connect people with Grace. They might be going through cancer. They might be having questions about it. So if you want to talk to Grace directly, 608-604-TALK.
Yep. And our website is walkwithgrace.com.
walkwithgrace.com. Easy enough. Zalbers can put that in our show notes. And if you want to bid on more of these delicious Oakwood Fruit Farm donuts like I did today, and I paid for it, believe me. I put it first for a great cause. As Danny Schaefer said, it only hurts for a minute. So get your wallets out, get your checkbooks out, write the check. A 0-2-turn radius mower tomorrow on the block, homemade pies, Milwaukee Brewers tickets, and a personal chef. Call tomorrow between 10 and noon. Listen to WRCO. Joanne Krulatz, my friend, news director here and co-founder of Grace, thank you.
Thank you.
Really a treat. Come on back. Hour two, straight ahead. What's Worse is next.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A teacher has been charged in the stabbing murders of a couple in front of their kids on a hiking trail in Arkansas. Police say 28-year-old Andrew McGann killed Clinton and Kristen Brink this past weekend. State Police Colonel Mike Hager says McGann confessed, but they don't have a motive.
We do believe he acted alone. We have absolutely no reason to believe that there is anyone else involved, and we do not anticipate any future arrest or any other arrest.
McGann was ordered held without bond. The deadline for tariffs to kick in now less than 24 hours away. President Trump, though, says he's open to keeping talks going past the deadline for some countries. Hikes on foreign goods, economists say, likely get passed on to consumers. At least 25 people were hospitalized after a Delta Airbus experienced heavy turbulence several times last night during a flight from Salt Lake City to Amsterdam. That flight diverted to Minneapolis. Delta says all injured passengers have been released from the hospital. This is ABC News.